This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Monday, July 22nd. God's word to you today is by grace. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2 verse 8 from the New Revised Standard Version, and it says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is the gift of God." Over the next few days, we're going to be looking at an aspect of being unstoppable that is usually overlooked, even by Christians. Humility is a very powerful component in being unstoppable. Humility is a hidden unstoppable force. Ephesians 4 verse 1 and 2 say, "Therefore, I, a prisoner for serving the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of your calling, for you have been called by God. Always be humble and gentle." How often should we be humble and gentle? Does the Bible say only when things are going well, or when things are going in our favor, or when people are agreeable with us? The Bible says we should always be humble and gentle. There is nothing you and I can do to earn the grace of God to save us. Nothing we do makes us entitled to God's grace. God's grace is available to us as a gift from our Heavenly Father. However, we have a responsibility to walk worthy of that calling. It is up to you to live a life that is worthy of our calling. While your calling is outside of you, it is your responsibility to live a life that is deserving of your calling. God wants us to always be humble and gentle. Pride is usually from within, and most times, pride does not need help. Pride is insidious. No one tempted Lucifer, but iniquity was found in him. Ezra 28 verses 14 and 15 from the New Revised Standard Version say, "With an anointed cherub as guardian I placed you. You were on the holy mountain of God. You walked among the stones of fire. You were blameless in your ways from the day that you were created, until iniquity was found in you." No one teaches little children, even those that have not been exposed to the world, how to be proud. But little children can be proud and pompous. We are dealing with something that is innate and woven in us, something we need the help of the Holy Spirit to eradicate. Unfortunately, the things that should breed humility in us are actually the very things that birth and breed pride. The things that should foster a humble spirit, unfortunately, are the very things that make us proud. Some people are extremely proud because they are gifted and multi-talented. The talents, natural abilities, and gifts we have should actually make us humble and not proud because they are God's gifts to us. Some people are proud of their race to the point of supremacy, and there is a problem with that. We ought to be happy and grateful for God's gifts and grace, but not proud. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I open my life to you. Show me the pride that lies within and purge me completely of it. Make my heart right and renew a humble spirit in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.